everyone! Welcome to this week's episode of Unwind. If you're new to the show, my name is Kelsey, and in this podcast, we talk about everything. Funny stories, life hacks, tips and tricks, or whatever this week may hold. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Unwind. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Unwind. This week's podcast episode is obviously comparing school now and school with Corona. So obviously there's still a little precautions there. Masks are optional and there's a lot still that's not fully back to normal. But that being said, the majority of the things are back to normal. Number one, I just want to say, I got a new little, chair. It's not really new. My mom had it for work for a long time, and then it went to my sister's room. My sister's birthday was on Friday, so didn't get to upload a podcast episode, but we're doing it Saturday. And she got a new chair for her birthday. Now I have this chair that she had. Actually, I lied. Today is the 21st. Her birthday is the 19th. It was on Thursday, but we celebrated on Friday. So, anyways. Okay, so we're just going to jump right into the differences of Corona. All right, so before we jump in, I just want to say something about school volleyball. So this is kind of different, but this isn't one that I'm going to include. But I made the A team with one of my best friends and another really good friend. So I'm on the A team with, like I said. And then last year I was only on the B team, but the A team is very different from the B team. I feel like it's a lot more high pace, but the B team last year, we were pretty good, not gonna lie. We got to the championship and we lost in 3 sets. Now, if you don't know how close that is, then maybe go back and watch one of my How Volleyball Works episodes or the rules of volleyball, or I think I talked about it on regionals. I don't know what episode I talked about regionals. It might be its own episode. I don't know. Anyways, so last year, because of COVID, I got quarantined and our away games were all in a span of 2 weeks. So that 2 weeks, I got quarantined for every single away game we had in our schedule. So I did not go to a single away game. So this year is going to be my first one. Fingers crossed. It's on Tuesday. So super excited about that. It's also our first game. Okay, so starting off with the things that are different. Okay, so number one, I'm going to start with Corona, and then I'll go in to explain the things that are different without it. So, number one, the lunchroom. So, last year for Corona, and obviously, before I get started, obviously, Corona is still going around, and it's still bad. Like I said, we still have precautions, but I'm just going to go through this. All right, so the lunchroom last year was so different. Once you get to middle school, you get a lot more options in the lunchroom, I guess. So, sixth grade, we were supposed to have, a bunch of, sweet tea, lemonade, blah, 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 because I go to a private school. Anyways, I say that because a lot of public schools already have those options, so we could have, spa water. I don't like the spa water. Anyways, you could have lemonade, sweet tea, unsweet tea, and stuff like that. There's, paninis, or panini presses that you could use, but last year they didn't have any of that. Everything was in a little container. You would grab it and go. You'd get the food that you wanted from the hotline, and then you'd go back and sit down, and you could only make a couple trips up, and then you had assigned lunch seats. It was just not fun in general. And we used to have, ice cream days, but because of COVID, we gradually started getting into this thing. They would make cookies every Wednesday and bring them out. But that was, that started maybe a little less than half into the year. So, but lunchrooms, obviously, now during school, are very different. I would say they were a lot better. Because during COVID, I did eat I did eat. Sorry, I just got a text. I had to read it. I didn't eat as much as I do, like, today. Or not today, but this year. Because we didn't have a lot of options. Obviously, I ate every day. I also had a lot of snacks that I would eat throughout the day anyways. But this year, I eat, like, a big meal now. Not a big meal, but you get what I mean. Like, I have a grilled cheese every single day. Maybe that's probably not healthy, but I try to throw in some fruit and stuff like that. Because the panini grilled cheeses are so good. Yeah. So, they also have, like I said, this year they have the water, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and all those options. And yeah, so we're going to head into joke of the day, and then we'll get right back into more school differences. All right, welcome to riddle / joke of the day. It's more of a riddle. Sometimes, if you're missing the jokes, I will throw in a couple jokes. Or we might just do two jokes, or one joke and one riddle. We'll see. I don't know. But the answer to last week's riddle, obviously I did not get to post last week. It was pretty busy. The answer to last week's riddle is going to be in this episode. And this week's riddle will be on the Pinterest feed in about a couple hours. And if you don't get to see the Pinterest feed, it'll be in next week's episode. So here we go. The riddle is, what can you bend but only while lying? Okay. Stay tuned for next week to figure it out, or just check out the Pinterest feed. Also, while you're there, a few questions there, like stories you can answer on there. So we can kind of make like a podcast episode where I'm reading like funny stories. I have a few like prompts, I'll say, on the Pinterest feed. So go and find that story and then, yeah. All right, so now we're going to get into last week's riddle. All right, so on to last week's, I should say 2 weeks ago, riddle. So if you haven't already guessed it or checked out the Pinterest feed, the riddle is, what type of bone never breaks but cracks you up? So the answer, if you haven't already guessed, is your funny bone, because obviously it hurts very bad. I don't think you can break it. I mean, you can surprise yourself and break your funny bone. I don't think that's possible, but yeah. So, we're going to go get back into differences from COVID. Okay, this is an obvious one. Obviously, I'm not wearing a mask to school because I'm fully vaccinated. But masks are optional now. So, last year they were mandatory. You always had to have your mask on. When you were standing up, you had to put it on. Not when you were sitting down, because we were kind of socially distanced when we were sitting. But masks had to be on almost, like, the entire day, which got annoying very quickly. So, masks, obviously, like, I still go to school, and, like, today I'll be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm missing a mask just because I'm so used to having to wear a mask to school. But it's a lot better not wearing a mask, because it's just easier. You don't have to worry about losing or tearing or breaking your mask and, you know, have to worry about like pulling it up and taking it down. And so I think that's a lot better, because I don't really think anyone likes to wear masks, so it's a lot better that we don't have to now. Okay, the next one is seating charts. Obviously, like I said, in the lunchroom last year for COVID, we had seating charts, and that's not usually a typical thing, for at least for our school. Like, in, like, second grade or something, we would have a seating chart, just because, like, I don't even know why they did that, actually. But they did. I think there might have been, like, something happened. Like, people kept goofing off or something. I don't really know. But, like, in middle school and kind of, like, third, fourth, and fifth, you don't have a seating chart for lunch, but obviously for COVID, you had to because of contact tracing and stuff like that. So this year, we obviously, like I said, don't have a seating chart for lunch, and obviously in classes, we do have a seating chart just because it's classes, but you don't really, I mean, you still do have to get contact traced, but not as harshly and not as bad. So like, they still, and there's also more people at a table. So last year there would be like 2 or 3 minimum at a table. But this year there's obviously all 4 chairs, all 4 people. Also at the lunchroom, we would have to sit like So one person and then skip a seat and then the next person. So it was so spaced out. But now this year, like, everyone sits in one seat. So it's so close together. And last year we were always like, oh my gosh, do you remember, like, when someone was sitting there? Like, it was so close together. But yeah, that's what we're doing this year. It's kind of fun. Anyways, we're going to get on to the next one. Okay, so for the last and final difference of COVID. So for COVID last year, they did our homerooms by what our first period was. So, like, first period math was core math. So, like, the math homeroom had to stay in that homeroom. And then, the science homeroom stayed in their homeroom for first period. I don't really know why they did that, but they did. So, like, the rooms were based off of if you're in advanced, directed studies, or core. Directed studies is basically, like, this organization, not an organization, but this thing we have in our school for people who have, like, ADHD, dyslexia, just to help them learn a bit better. So that's how the schedules and the homerooms were based off of. So I got lucky because I had a lot of friends in my homeroom. But, like, some people, like, because they were in all advanced classes, didn't have all their friends in homerooms and all their friends in their classes. So it was very different. But this year for middle school, I've heard, like, the thing is, like, your homeroom is by last name. Like, that's been the thing. So now, obviously, homeroom is by last name. So, and the class schedules are, like, the same normally. They just kind of pick it. Obviously, it has some rule to it to, like, if you're in advanced, you go this period and stuff like that, but it's not as strict as last year. So, yeah, those are all the COVID differences. Well, at least the major ones and the ones that I could think of. Be sure to check out the Pinterest page, and hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Unwind. Alrighty guys, so that concludes this week's episode of Unwind. I hope you enjoyed, and if you did, make sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned for next Friday for a brand new episode of Unwind, and I hope you have a good rest of your week and weekend. Goodbye.